We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people. Local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Dick Elton.
And I'm Vicki Moore. Top local story, this deadly shooting in Encino. The investigation underway, some new info coming out. Let's go live to the scene, KNX 1070's Margaret Carrero.
This shooting was reported at a home here on Green Meadow Drive between 1:30 and 2 o'clock this morning. This is an area that is dotted with million-dollar homes. There is yellow crime scene tape still up blocking off the stretch of roadway here where the shooting took place. Investigators out here doing their work at this hour. Now, the suspect was reportedly found outside the home with a gunshot wound, taken to the hospital by ambulance where he later died. Another man reportedly taken into custody at the scene. There are reports that the two men involved here may have been released. We've been unable to confirm that, neither the victim nor the suspect identified at this point. Reporting live in Encino, Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Would be Robert dead after he got stabbed by the victim in a Koreatown apartment. Police say this happened yesterday evening on Wilshire near Virgil after the man broke into the apartment, shot the man who lived there. They got into a scuffle. The resident stabbed the other guy. A nearby resident talking to CBS 2.
That's crazy. We live right around the corner, so to hear that is kind of scary.
The victim taken to the hospital where he was last reported to be in stable condition.
So let's talk about these new virus testing sites in LA County. Opening today, these are appointment only. Montebello, Southgate, Panorama City. County officials say the sites will have the capacity to test about 2,000 people a day, eventually, they say, 5 days a week. And if you want more, the list of locations where you can get tested and make an appointment, just visit our website, knx1070.com.
Two California state senators think they have a possible solution to the problem that the state's having processing those unemployment claims.
If you haven't experienced the frustration of not getting your unemployment check from the state's Employment Development Division in a timely manner, you probably know someone who has. Now, State Senators Melissa Hurtado and Scott Wilk are asking Governor Gavin Newsom to keep the EDD open and fully staffed 24/7 until the massive backlog of claims are finally processed. Hurtado represents the southern part of California's Central Valley, where unemployment is higher than in many other parts of the state. She told KNX the reason for the request to the governor.
This is in no way to blame anyone or any agency or even the governor. I mean, it's really to emphasize that that this pandemic is something that we did not expect, and we want to work together and be solutions oriented and driven, because now more than ever is what we need.
EDD has a long history of technology problems that have only been exacerbated by the pandemic. Nathan Roberts, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Lawmakers getting back to business at the state capitol today.
Issues they expect to tackle include unemployment benefits, police brutality, and a moratorium on evictions during the pandemic. California lawmakers have lost valuable time to pass legislation because the state capitol was shut down twice due to coronavirus. Now they have just 5 weeks to try and pass any bills. Emily Valdez, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Schools trying to educate via distance learning. But at the same time, they're trying to figure out just how to conduct the physical education part of school.
Los Angeles Unified has tried some innovative approaches to get kids to work out during the pandemic, according to Adriana Valenzuela, who coordinates health and physical education for the district.
So the level of physical activity has drastically been reduced, and I'm pretty certain we've all gained some weight because even the people that are teaching, we spend more time on the computer and less time being active. It's even more important.
It's been a struggle trying to keep kids active because of the same problem many of them face with regular learning.
Do they all have the same level of internet? Do they have a computer? Do they have the space where they can work out? Because the instruction can be provided in a virtual environment. We actually offered classes during the summer for all the grade levels from kindergarten all the way to 12.
She says she's seen a lot of innovation from the kids who do take phys ed seriously, though, with many of them using things like water jugs for weight training or trying various other things to make up for the lack of not going to the gym. Bob Brill, KNXN 70 News Radio.
New medical school backed by Kaiser is set to open in Pasadena today with a first class of 50 students. Starting in the middle of the coronavirus outbreak, this is the Bernard J. Tyson School of Medicine, and it is big enough to handle twice that number of the 50 students, but they're keeping the first class small, they say, to allow more space for physical distancing. It's not going to be charging any tuition or other fees to students who were admitted through the fall of 2024. Man from Palmdale who owns an electrical company facing a possible sentence today of 3 years in federal prison. This is a deal with the prosecutors after copping a plea to paying $600,000 in bribes to win valuable contracts from L.A. County. The money went to two former county employees who've also pleaded guilty. One of them is already serving a one-year prison term. The other is waiting for the sentence.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.